the importance of small groups. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this day. Lord Jesus, take over this service. Thank you, Father God, for what you are doing and what you are going to continue to do in the lives of each and every person here and those watching me on the internet. I bless you, Lord. Have your way, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. When I was in college, I had a friend of mine who was a Christian guy. I met him. And I had met him in the university, right? And I had just met him. I was probably like 19 years old. I think I was a sophomore. And he was a Christian guy, but he came from Orlando. So he didn't really know churches here too well. But he lived in North Miami. He visited here a couple times, but it's hard to congregate in a church. You know, that's all the way by Fort Lauderdale, I understood. Some people make the effort, but I can understand not wanting to drive, you know, 40 miles, 50 miles. So I gave him some places, and he looked around, but he was what you call a church hopper. You guys ever heard of this before? Someone that hops around. And obviously, there's two different types of church hoppers. This guy just he was looking for a church. But then there's other people that, you know, they've been church hopping their whole lives living in the same city. You guys got to learn to be congregated in a house. We're called to have a house. Amen? But steering away from that, I want you to focus on this incident with my friend. He was legit from another city. And he was looking for a church in Miami or in Fort Lauderdale area, South Florida. And he would hop churches. He'd receive good in the sermons. He would go to some powerful sermons, hear good word, but he was still empty inside. There was something missing. Later on, after college, time went by. He kept on hopping. He only had his church in Orlando. And I believe the reason for that, he never found a church here or in South Florida, was because of a problem called not connecting in the small groups. Before I get into the detail of small groups, I want you to think of, let me put it this way, I have a question for you better. What is God's desire for humanity? Two things. First, to repent, surrender your life to Jesus, and be saved. Can we say amen to that? It's the most important. And second, to connect into an enriched or enhanced community. I was studying this yesterday, and I said, wow. I even called my dad. I'm like, this is crazy. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to tell you what the Holy Spirit revealed. Say amen. Before the creation of humanity, there was already a community. Whoa, come on. I'm going to say that again. It's not like you already know the answer to this. Before the creation of all of the world and humanity, there was already a community. God himself is a community. God himself is a community. And it's not about who started when it started. No, God is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. There is no time with God. He's always been. So he's always been a community. You have God the Father, you have the Son, and you have the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to go to a verse now so I can you guys can understand how it is that the Holy Spirit revealed this to me, and then right away he gave me this verse. Let's go to the verse. Amen? Look what it says here. This is when God was creating the world. He spoke, the world was there, the water, all the living beings. And now look at this verse. I'm jumping now. Obviously, Genesis 1:1 starts at the beginning, right? We all know that. Now we're going to verse 26. When God's about to create us, humans. Look what it says here. In Genesis 1:26, it says, then God said, There we go. Good. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish in the sea, over the birds and of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. You put the King James Version, it's okay. I wanted the NIV. It's okay. But this is what I want you to focus on. If God is creating the world, why is it that he said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness? Somebody say amen. He's speaking to his community. Before the creation, God himself, God the Father's the architect. He's the designer, the Father. Then you have the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of God that dwells in us. The Spirit, which is the GPS, the one that gives us conviction, the one that guides us. And then you have Jesus, which is the foundation. Jesus is the Savior of the world. Come on, someone say amen. Kind of like an architect, right? Look at it as a builder. I preached about this a while back. God is the architect. The Holy Spirit is the general contractor. And Jesus is the foundation. You guys know about Building 101? You know exactly what I'm talking about. All were involved together in a small group. Jesus, when he came to this earth, he started with 12. Jesus himself focused on the small groups. Jesus himself chose the long-term close small groups as his primary strategy for his ministry. He spoke to the multitudes, but what did he do most of his time? Teach in a small group. Because he knew that his plan was going to give birth the day that he ascended to heaven. He knew that there was going to be a day that he was going to die, resurrect, go with the Father, and he needed those 12. Obviously, one of them betrayed him. Judas. Jesus already knew that. Obviously, he's God. But what I want you to understand is how he focused his time, his attention in a small setting where he can instill, empower. He knew the first church that was ever existed in the book of Acts. Let's go there right now. The first church that ever existed was a small group. Look what it says here in the book of Acts 2, verse 42 through 47. Please make sure it's NIV. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to breaking of bread and prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders, signs, and miracles performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give it to anyone who had need. Keep going. Every day, they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread. Guys, they hung out. They were breaking bread, going out to eat, going to different places. This is a small group. Look, they broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts. Verse 47 says, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added their number daily, those who were being saved. And in small settings, listen, there's going to be people that probably don't want to come to church. They have this misconception of church. But in a small group or in a small setting, okay, in connect groups, amen, you can invite your friends in a much more casual way. It's not some guy like me here screaming at you guys. You know, it's a different setting. You guys have already probably gone through a small group, or you're already here now. Amen. But it's good to be a part of a small community and take the time to talk and fellowship. It's a much more personal experience. It's not the same than when you come to church. So this is why today is very important. There's a story of a girl that I read, and she was a Christian for many, many years. I think her name was Anna. I read it yesterday. It doesn't really matter who her name is. This story is true. She wrote it in a testimony. And she was a Christian girl. But something bad happened in the church that she was at. So she was mad at church and mad at God and literally turned her back away from the things of the Lord for about 7 years is what this story. Like, this was last night when I read this. And she was 7 years away from the things of God, but then she had that hole in her heart. Life without Jesus is impossible, ladies and gentlemen. But she had this feel in her heart, but she also had that in her brain that the church is this way, the church is that way. And, you know, the enemy doesn't want you ever to listen to the word of God. He's going to give you always excuses. Always understand that. He's going to use what someone did to hurt you to stop you from receiving what God wants for you. Always remember that. But in this case, this girl was struggling with returning to the things of God because she was remembering the bad experience she had 7 years prior. So what happened with her, she said that she was going to return to her old church, but a friend of her invited her to a small group, a connect group. And there she was doubting whether she was going to go back to that first church, but then the Holy Spirit began to work in her in a different way. She opened her light because the Lord had brought her to a group of people that would make obviously this experience for her much more personal, and her whole view on Christianity changed. And one thing led to another. That small group was another church. She ended up connecting with that group, going to another church, which she's very happy with, and now she's a leader of her own small group. Someone say amen. There's a different atmosphere when it's something small. And that's very important for the church as a whole and as an evangelistical tactic as well. That's a type of strategic evangelism. And that way we can be more effective in God's kingdom. Not only to sharpen ourselves, put the Proverbs verse, please, up there. Let me see which one it was. I have it here. Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. We need each other. Christians, brothers and sisters, we need to be connected in a much more personal scale. And small groups is the perfect way to do it. And what happens, like I said, you're going to have that time, that personal time with the people that are around you, and you're going to be able to talk about your problems or talk about your successes, and you will grow. Iron sharpens iron. There's going to be things that I have to do as well. There's going to be, I need to get fed as well. I just can't come and preach all the time. I can't just only do that. But amen, that I'm able to do it. But I need to work too. I need my iron to get sharpened. And you need your iron to get sharpened. And when you do that in a small setting, you can also reach those that either turned away from the things of God, like this girl Anna's case, or you could even bring someone that has no idea about Jesus. They'd much rather go to your house than go to a church, maybe. There's people out there that just already have their X on the church because they think one way of the church, and that's fine, but that's why we have to do our part and be a part of a small group, because we are called to be sharpened. We're called to be in an enriched community, and we are called to establish the kingdom of God and to get sharpened and to be effective. And this is the importance of today. We need to get started. Can someone say amen? Amen? And I see a lot of people here so far. I don't know. Now, leaders, come on up. I want you to introduce you to the leaders that we have right now that you can join the life group today. Come on up here. I'm sweating a lot. I need to go outside. The day today is beautiful, huh? It's a beautiful day. This is a perfect day to hang out there and have some cafecito and talk to these guys. They're going to introduce themselves to you, and I want you guys to pay attention to them. Come on, get over here. Walk over here. Make a nice little line in the middle. All good. I'm very intense, but I hope you guys receive something. I made a 30-minute preaching into 15 minutes. So, amen. Go ahead and say your name.
Hello, hello. All right. So my name is Joseph. Like Pastor Abra was saying, I am one of the Connect Group leaders. My Connect Group is on every other Wednesday, starting next Wednesday, which I believe is the 17th, and it's co-ed, so for both male and female. You guys are welcome to come, and I'm really excited to get to know you guys and just to really connect with you guys, because I like what he was saying. It's so important, all right? Church goes beyond these four walls, and we want to get to know you. We want to pray with you. We just want to get to see more than like just your face. We want to get to know your life.
How can I follow up after that? My name is Yulisa. I also am a Connect Group leader for young adult women. We meet every other Thursday as well, which I think next Thursday, the 18th. And we meet at Panera Bread, get some coffee, a bagel, or something good to eat. I would love to get to know you. I know that I have a heart for connecting with others that are believers, people that want to grow together. That's my heart. So I would love to get to know you all. We'll be there in the back. We'll be in our Connect Corner, just ready to meet you guys.
Thank you, Yulisa. So I'm Nick. I'm one of the Connect Group leaders, and my group is going to be for men only. We're going to be meeting in South Miami in Casa Cuba, in the heart of South Miami. And we want to be men of God that just study this word right here. I feel like we've lost, like, taking notes in the word of God. But we want to be men that just are full of the word of God. So if you're over 18, come over there to the Connect Corner. I'd like to connect with you, and we'll get signed up. And then I'll meet you there on the 16th, Tuesday.
Good morning. My name is Christina, and we have a Connect Group with my husband, David. It's for adults in general. It's mixed, women, men, couples, anyone that wants to join our group is welcome. We meet on Saturdays at 3:30 p.m. in our home. We live near Kendall Regional Hospital and in the area. And we meet at 3:30 p.m. at home, like I said. And it's a time where we gather together, we pray, we worship, we dive into the Word of God, and we learn and we grow. We build each other up. We pray for each other, and we are there connected for each other. And so we welcome all of you guys to come and join us. Our next group is going to be on Saturday, December 4th. And David, you want to say something?
No, pretty much everything you said. Life was not meant to go by ourselves, okay? We need each other. And you know, we need to be around, as the pastor just said. You know, you can come in here and get motivated, but once you go out there, that's where it shows. So we need to get together as family and build each other up. Sometimes you cannot open up here in a small setting. You can, and that's what we're here, to pray for each other, to dive into the Word of God, to get built up, so that we can be victorious in this life, okay?
So as you guys can see, we have many options. We have all male, all female, co-ed, married couple as well. So there's a Connect Group for each and every single one of you guys. We're so expecting, and we really can't wait to see you. We want to get connected with you guys, and we love you so much.
Amen, amen. Give it up for these guys. Hey, praise the Lord. And yes, connect with them. I my plan was to finish at 12 today so you can have time to talk, but it's okay. You still have time to talk. You don't need to run out of here that fast. You guys received something in those 15 minutes when I was talking really fast. Amen. The Holy Spirit spoke to you. That's what's important. Not the length, but the actual what the Holy Spirit instills and reveals to you in your life. And I know, and I'm very confident. There were five of them here. Well, the married couple, yeah, so that's, they have one group. Amen. I am very confident that there's going to be people in here, and I'm going to see them with their own one day. And I believe God wants you to do that, and you're going to see that how God will begin to work. Some of you may say, whoa, I don't know about all that. Start by joining one first. You don't know what God can do. If you would have seen me years ago, you would have never thought I'd be standing here today. Trust me. Don't ever, ever doubt God and what God can do for your life. Don't ever limit yourself. I love you guys. Let's stand to our feet. We're going to close. And please make sure that you connect. I think that's the door over there is what they had told me. Is that correct, Dirk? It's over there. So to my right, your left, those of you that are watching us online, keep connecting with us. We're also going to have small groups, Skype calls. If you're not here, Zoom, Skype, that's old school dinosaur stuff. We'll have Zoom calls. We'll keep you posted. Love you guys as well. Amen, guys. I love each and every one of you, and let's pray. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for everything that you're doing. Thank you, Father God, for the plans you have for us. Thank you, Father Lord, that we are gonna be more than conquerors, Father God. We are already more than conquerors in you. And I thank you, Father God. I bless each and every person here. I bless this day. I bless this Connect Day. And I believe many of us are going to connect and see the importance of small groups. And future leaders are already being worked on right now. In the name of Jesus, amen.